Finally, here are the directions for part 4. In this part, you will hear an interview. The interview will be followed by two questions, number 26 and number 27. For each question, you will have 10 seconds to choose the best answer and mark your answer on your answer sheet. The interview and the questions will be given only once. Now let's listen to the interview. This is an interview with a professional translator.
We're in the studio today with Mr. James Rogan, renowned translator, translating from Japanese into English. Welcome to the studio.
Thank you very much. Thank you for having me today.
It's good to have you here. I understand that mostly you translate fiction, literature.
I translate literature and also essays. And I've also translated a lot of Japanese haiku and some tanka, other poetry.
Has there ever been an occasion where someone came to you with, say, a piece of literature that you just didn't feel a connection with or that you didn't want to work on?
That certainly happens. One of the things I would say about translating is that in a way, translation is a great test of the original literature. When you begin to translate it, the real strength or weakness of the writer rapidly becomes apparent.
What are some of the difficulties a translator faces?
Well, I think that there are many difficulties that arise out of the very different nature of Japanese and English as languages. For example, in Japanese, you do not usually have to signal whether a noun is singular or plural, but in English, you must.
Right.
I think it's a very good example of the difference between languages. Actually, we mentioned haiku, but this is terribly important in haiku. There's a famous story about haiku by Matsuo Basho, which is about the crow that settles on the branch in the autumn dusk that for a long time people thought it was one crow, because there was a painting by Basho showing one crow. And then another painting by Basho was uncovered illustrating the same poem that showed 56 crows.
Oh dear!
And so actually, that shows that just because somebody thinks that it's plural doesn't necessarily mean that it is. In other words, there is always an element of interpretation. And this I've gradually realized with translation, that in a sense, each translation is an interpretation of the original. And your skill at interpreting the original will partly depend on your knowledge of the language, but it will also depend on how good a reader you are. And so, there, the native speaker doesn't necessarily have an advantage over the foreigner in that respect.
James, what advice would you give someone who wants to become a translator?
One of the things I feel is, these days in Japan, there are more and more bilingual people.
Yes.
You know, there are more and more, say, Americans who've grown up in Japan, Japanese who've grown up in America.
Right, okay.
And I often have chances to teach or to read the translations of bilingual people. But the interesting thing is that where I feel they fall down is that, for example, if they're translating into English, their knowledge of English, their knowledge of English literature, their ability to write readable prose, all of these things are in a way very weak. And I think that people, if they focus too much on just, do I understand the original? Can I express it in the other language? Then they miss the fact that actually translation demands a great deal more than that. So that what I feel is, it's not enough to be bilingual, you have to be bicultural. And to be bicultural is extremely difficult and demanding.
Yes.
But it involves at the least, if you're interested in literary translation, it involves having a good knowledge of the literature of both languages.
Well, I know I certainly learned a lot today about translating and how challenging the job is. Thank you very much for your wisdom.
Thank you very much for having me.
Questions. Number 26. What did Rogan wish to illustrate when he mentioned the paintings of Matsuo Basho? Number 27. What advice does Rogan give people wanting to become good translators?
Your time is up. Stop writing and wait quietly until the answer sheets have been collected.